Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston poet and performance artist Zsuzsa Azoglo goes by just one name, Zsuzsa. It takes a lot of stage presence to pull off a moniker that puts you in a category with Beyoncé, but it's a superpower Zsuzsa believes anyone can claim. Zsuzsa is one of 10 artists making waves in Boston who we're introducing this week. WBUR's Amelia Mason has more on how Zsuzsa builds community through poetry. It's nearing golden hour at Roxbury Heritage State Park. A band is set up on the brick terrace. Zsuzsa paces in front, microphone in hand. She invites the spectators scattered around the lawn to come up and take the mic. When no one volunteers, she coaxes them.
But you know, you don't have to come up here by yourself. Y'all can both come up here together. Can we make some noise for these bodies coming on stage, yes?
The 30-year-old is an accomplished poet and performer, but Black Cotton Club is the thing Zsuzsa's best known for in Boston. She started the monthly jam session back in 2017, inspired by the Cotton Club, a Harlem nightclub where renowned Black musicians performed for all-white audiences in the era of Jim Crow.
I was like, well, why not sort of use this idea of the Cotton Club, but instead of it being a Black performer performing to an audience of white folks, this Black performer is really performing to themselves.
Over time, that mission morphed into a kind of radical inclusiveness. Now, Black Cotton Club is a jam session where literally everyone is invited to take the mic, not just poets and singers.
This isn't a place for just artists. This is a place for people to get their voices, their songs, their affirmation, their proverbs, their prayers, their reflections out, and not feel the pressure of performing.
This is classic Zsuzsa. She has an uncanny ability to draw people in. But her comfort on stage didn't come easy. As a kid growing up in Charlotte, North Carolina, she was really shy.
I'm this lanky, dark-skinned, first-generation kid who stood out not because she wanted to, but because she sort of, the way she physically appeared, like, just did stick out.
Her father, a preacher from Ghana, was sort of the opposite. Zsuzsa remembers being awed by the power he had to move people with his sermons, though she wasn't a fan of church herself. Instead, she started competing in local youth poetry slams. Performing allowed her to free herself from the feeling that she needed to be smaller, less visible. And through poetry, she could express her anger about it.
Time to get uncomfortable.
This carries through in her work today. A politics of Black liberation hums beneath Zsuzsa's warm stage presence.
Oh, speak, Black girl. What is your reality? I praise.
Recently, Zsuzsa found her way back to her church-going roots. In 2021, she entered a Master of Divinity program at Boston University.
Theology, in a very radical way, is making meaning of living.
At BU, Zsuzsa developed a show called Reconfiguring God. Boston University Assistant Professor of New Testament, Dr. Shively Smith, helped conceive the project, which was inspired by the writings of 19th century Black women preachers.
Half of them were enslaved or formerly enslaved, at least their parents were enslaved, right? So here they are reading the Bible in a way that says, no, we are made in the image of God.
Zsuzsa wove the women's writings with music, poetry, and prayer. She staged the first performance in June at the Old North Church in Boston.
She came up with this idea of voicing Black women's spirituality from the places where these women would have likely occupied in the 19th century in a church like Old North, which would have been in the rafters, away from the altar.
For the performance, Zsuzsa placed the musicians in the church's balcony, high above the audience in the pews.
It just became like a live experience of like how all of these voices are across different times are saying very radical things, but are saying it in collaboration with each other, including my own voice as well.
At the end of the hour-long piece, Zsuzsa delivered a blazing performance of Sojourner Truth's Ain't I a Woman. Then the music picked up. Zsuzsa danced down the aisle, motioning for the audience to join in.
You. Was it performance art or church? Maybe it didn't matter. By the end, the audience was on its feet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.